السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
مہمان نوازی.
حضور سیز دیٹ ہاسپٹیلٹی از سچ اے گڈ کوالٹی وچ ہیز بین مینشنڈ ان دا ہولی قرآن ان کنیکشن ود دی مینشن آف حضرت ابراہیم علیہ السلام والسلام. ان ٹو پلیسز دس کوالٹی آف ہاسپٹیلٹی ہیز بین مینشنڈ اینڈ ان دس مینشن دی فسٹ تھنگ وچ ہیز بین مینشنڈ از دس دیٹ وین the guest said salam, then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also replied by saying salam. Although the simple meaning of this is that the guest also invoked a peace and in reply Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also invoked peace for him. But in the book Mufradat and other books of lexicon, there is a point of difference which has been mentioned here. They say that the guest, he said salama. But in reply to that, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he said salamun. And this rafa or the pesh which has been used here, that is more eloquent than the first one. So that is to say that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he took care and he kept in consideration of that respect which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَإِذَا حُيِّيْتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا. And that means that whenever somebody gives a prayer, makes a prayer for you, then you give him the better prayer. And by saying salamun, the prayer, the meaning of the prayer would be that you always stay in a state of peace. So this is the high standard of the conduct of the Prophet and its expression, which these guests who were strangers who didn't know that, they also came to know about that. And by giving this example, Allah Almighty has told us that you should, that you who are the members of the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you should also adopt the same style and the standard of your invoking blessing for the guests, your guest, they should be in accordance to this noble example. That you should be saying in a better way than the other, and you should pray, وَإِذَا حُيِّيْتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا. Your prayer, should be better than the prayer which has been given to you. So that the guest should have this feeling that with my arrival, my host is really very happy. And secondly, that how he immediately he started preparing for the hospitality of the guests who have arrived. And Allah Almighty has mentioned, فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ فَجَاءَ بِعِجْلٍ سَمِينٍ, that he immediately went back to his family, and a very well-fed calf was brought as the part of the hospitality, bejlin haniz, that a roast calf, meat of calf was brought. So the immediate offering of the hospitality to the guest, and according to your means, the best possible hospitality, is something which is extremely liked by Allah Almighty. That is why Allah Almighty has mentioned it by way of praise. Although the subject which is being mentioned in the preceding verses and the following verses, that does not relate with this subject of hospitality. The people who went to the people of Hadrat Lut, and they were going to deliver a message which was... because of the wrongdoings of the people, that was the indicating the arrival at the time of the punishment coming upon them. And on the way, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, they stopped over with him, and they also informed him about this impending punishment, and also gave him the glad tiding. So here, by mentioning of this hospitality, a high quality has been mentioned in human beings, that despite the fact that these people were totally strangers, they were not among the acquaintances, but apparently in that desert they were the travelers there, they were the people on journey, they were the travelers, and they realized that as a human requirement, they must be feeling hungry. So just considering that they must be hungry, without asking whether they would like to have it or not, whether they are in need of that or not, he immediately prepared, he became very busy in preparing for the hospitality of these people. So this quality is such which Allah Almighty likes it very much, and this is very specially mentioned in Islam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even before he was appointed the Prophet, he was well known for this quality. This was one of his high point of his character. It is said about the Arabs that they are very hospitable, and this is very true as well. And in those days, they were really very, very taking care of the hospitality. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it appears that to offer the hospitality was really something on the high priority. That is why when he received the first revelation and he extremely got worried and he came back to his house, he was very much worried about the heavy responsibility, and he mentioned to Hazrat Khadija about this first revelation, and even at that time he was trembling and very worried. So at that time, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, the words of satisfaction which she said, that by Allah, Allah Almighty will not let you be disgraced because you are taking care of the relationship of the family and you shoulder the responsibilities of the other people, and those high aspects of character which are forgotten, you take care of those, and also you are very hospitable, and you are always helping the people in need. So the man who was having this quality, how Allah Almighty could let him be disgraced? So with these good qualities, particularly the mention of hospitality, is something which proves a point that the standard of his hospitality was really so high, which was par excellence as compared with the standard of other people. It was very distinctive. And after the his claim of prophethood, then this prophethood became so prominent and so high a position, which was really unparalleled. And just look at his example, good example that he showed. Then you will not only see there that it was not a question of sending peace to the people, but apart from the hospitality of the food items or the reception, there are certain examples, the standard of which is touching to the highest point of hospitality. And some examples of his hospitality I am going to present today. He not only took care of the arrangement of the hospitality and the food and the drink, but he also took care of the sentiments of the guest and took care of his small requirements. And he made sacrifice for that purpose and made all the arrangements for his comfort. And especially for the guest, he performed service with his own hand. And he also enjoined his followers to do like that, because these are the high standards which I have established. So this example of mine is in accordance with that teaching which Allah Almighty has revealed upon me. So if you are having any relationship with me, if you are connected with me, then you should also act accordingly. If you have any claim of love for me, then because of this relationship, you follow me. And this hospitality and service to the guest should be without any formality, without any hope of any reward or praise. And it should be purely and entirely for this purpose, that for the sake that Allah Almighty has ordered us to have these qualities in us. And to seek the pleasure of Allah Almighty should be our real objective. In one hadith it is mentioned that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that first 3 days you look after the guest very well, and for 3 days a general hospitality should be offered. And then he said that if you have the belief in Allah and the hereafter, then you honor your guest. So this hospitality is a high good moral, and the reward of it, this will be given in the life to come. And Allah Almighty has said that whatever small act of goodness if you do, you will get the reward of that. But this this act of goodness is such, if it is done with cheerfulness and for the sake of Allah Almighty, it becomes the means of attracting the blessing of Allah Almighty and also the strength of one's faith. The hospitality of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was with this point of hospitality. And also this used to be his objective, that if a disbeliever, a guest was there, or a guest of any other religion, then he should be looking at the high standard of his hospitality and his good character. He should think that the teaching which they are the ambassadors of and the teaching which they are going to spread, then it would have been definitely the result of this teaching that they are showing this high good morals. And this thing in itself will have some interest towards this religion of Islam. And he used to look after the hospitality for this very purpose, that the people should be taking interest in the religion of Allah, and with their salvation they can also have the better life to come. And his hospitality was not only for the physical food, which satisfies the physical hunger of the patient, of this guest. but it was also for the sake of providing the spiritual food, so that he should be having some provision for the life to come. And this is the teaching which he has given to his followers, that behind any action that you do, the pleasure of Allah Almighty should be the ultimate objective and motive. In one narration it is mentioned, Hazrat Abu Huraira relates that a person who was a disbeliever, he came as a guest of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for him he asked for the milk of a goat to be brought for him. He drank the whole of it. Then for the second time, for the third time, so much so that he drank all the milk of the 7 goats. And looking at his example and his kindness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that without any hesitation, without any reluctance, without showing any favor, without any giving any gesture, he continued to give me the milk, whatever I wanted, or whatever I have the thirst, hunger. He provided the food, whatever I needed. By looking at that, next morning he accepted Islam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he again arranged the milk of the goat. Next day, if one bowl he drank, and when the milk of the second one was brought, he couldn't finish that. At that, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the mu'min eats in one intestine and a disbeliever eats in 7 intestines. And before accepting Islam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not anything to him when he was a non-Muslim. And he did not tell him that you have to eat only when you still have some feeling of hunger. Whatever food was needed, that was arranged. And next day as well, the full food which he had yesterday, that was arranged. But when he refused to take that, and he said, that's enough. And then he said that mu'min, eats in one intestine, and the non-believers, they eat in 7 intestine. Only then he mentioned this one. And when he accepted Islam, then also he reminded him of his status, that the purpose of a human being should not be simply to eat and drink. Rather, his purpose is to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. When the immigrants from Habsha, they came back, Abyssinia, when they came back, and the treatment of, there was a person sent by Najashi, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked after these people very much. And when the companion said that when we are here to serve these people, why do you yourself physically look after the hospitality of these people? Then our master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what a beautiful reply he gave. He said, which apart from hospitality, the quality of hospitality, the high principle of that, that also was the indication of the honor of his depressed companions, that one should always be repaying the act of kindness to other people. And this was a good example of that, and that was a very good example of being grateful to others. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that these people, they honored my companion, and I wish that I should be doing their hospitality with my own hand, so that I can at least repay the debt of their gratitude of their hospitality. And these people must have been wonderstruck at that time, and they must have been surprised that how he was actively busy in their hospitality, that what sort of king is this who is serving his guest with his own hands. And after finishing this hospitality, after doing this hospitality, he is setting up high standard of nobility, which have never been seen or heard anywhere else. And then a Jewish person, when at night time, because of his indigestion, when he soiled the bedding and early in the morning he got up and went away, Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without asking anybody to come and help him, he started cleaning his bed himself. And later on, this guest, he remembered of something which he forgot. Then he came back and he saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam washing his bedding. He was very much ashamed. Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam, he has mentioned one incident related to a Christian. Is it the same or maybe a different one? But Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam has, after mentioning this incident, he said that by looking at this action of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he immediately embraced. This is the height of selflessness. In one narration of Bukhari, it is mentioned, which indicates that the great revolution which was brought about in the companions, that is verse to be written in gold. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that a traveler, he came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he sent that the food should be sent for this guest. The reply came from his house that apart from water, there is nothing else to be offered as hospitality today. At that, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke to the companions that who is going to look after this guest of mine? One Ansari, he said that I will look after that. So he went to his house and told his wife that there is a guest of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look after her. The wife replied that today we have only a little bit food for the children. The Ansari said that you prepare a good food and then you lit up the lamp, and when the time for the children to sleep comes, then just make them to go to bed without food. And the wife prepared the food, lit up the lamp, and in order to just while she was trying to mend it, it got extinguished. It was put off. And they sat together, and just by the way they were posing as if they are eating, the husband and the wife did not eat anything, and the guest had his fill. And when they came to the presence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said smilingly that the trick that you played last night, Allah Almighty was smiling in heaven. And the verse was revealed, yusiruna ala anfusihim walau kana bihim khasasa وَمَنْ يُوْكَ شُوْهَ نَفْسَهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. That those people, these pure people, and those people who take care of the needs of other people, these believers, they prefer the needs of other people upon their own need when they themselves are hungry and in need. And those people who are saved from the miserliness of their self, they are the people who are going to be successful. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a group of people, of such people who were constantly staying at his with him for this very purpose, that they should not be missing out anything spoken by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this was there a great favor upon Ummah and upon all of us, that they stayed in that situation, and they conveyed all these statements to us. Malik bin Amr, there is a long statement in which he says that Talha bin Ubaidullah, he went to him and asked him and told him that, Muhammad, don't you see that Yemeni person, Abu Huraira, that he is the one who knows the traditions of the Prophet more than anybody else. We have come to know such narrations which we have not received from other people. He said, there is no doubt in it. He is the one. He has heard from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam such things which we have not heard. And the reason for that he was a very poor person, he did not have anything of his own, and he just became the guest of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and always stayed with him. And his hand was with the hand of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we used to visit the Holy Prophet sometime in the morning or the evening, but he was there all the time. So this was the way of these people who have relayed all these narrations to us. So nobody should think from it that that they were doing nothing, they wanted to listen to the statement of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and just having the food there. No, not like this. But even these people had, they had to go through several days when they had to go hungry throughout the day. And they have to go through starvations. And these starvations not for this reason that the Holy Prophet did not care about these people. Just in that narration that which I mentioned, when he sent a message, the reply came that we did not have anything apart from water. There were several days when there was no fire burnt in the house of the Holy Prophet for cooking the food. And in case of Hazrat Abu Huraira, when such a situation came, he says that by the name of Allah, there is none worthy of worship beside him. I swear in his name that in early days, one day, I used to tie some stones to my belly because of food, and sometime I lie down on my face on the ground. And once I stood at a place, many people passed by, and Hazrat Abu Bakr passed by. I asked him the meaning of a certain verse. The purpose of my purpose was that he should be giving me some food, but he explained the meaning and went away. Then Hazrat Umar came. I asked him the same meaning, and the same intention was that he should be giving me some food, but he explained the meaning and went away. And after that, the Holy Prophet ﷺ came, and when he looked at my condition, and looking at my condition of my heart, very graciously and kindly, he said, Abu Huraira, I said, O Prophet of Allah, I am here. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, you come along. I followed him. And when he reached at his home and just about to get in, I asked the permission to get in. So with his permission, I got in. Then he found one bowl of milk. And he asked the family where this milk has come from. The family member said that somebody or some person or man or woman has brought this. The Holy Prophet ﷺ told the Prophet, and I said, O Prophet, I am here. And he said that all those people who are the staying here, call all of them. These were the people, those who did not have their homes and no jobs, and they were just staying. And whenever then anything of sadqa was there, the Holy Prophet did not have anything, and then he would send it to these people. And if there was a gift, then he used to send that gift first to these people and then also take something out of that. So anyway, the Holy Prophet ﷺ, when he said that you call all these people, I in a way dislike that. Because this is on one bowl, and how will it suffice all the people of Sufa? And I should be having it so that I can have some strength. But when all these people of Sufa, they would come, and then I thought that if the Holy Prophet ﷺ would ask me to serve these, then it will be all the more difficult. I will not get anything out of that. But it was the command of the Prophet of Allah, therefore he went and called for these people, sent for all these people. When all these people came and sat in their place, then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded me that now you hold this cup and serve these people one by one and pass it on to all these people one by one. So he says that I thought in my mind that I will not be getting anything. So I gave this bowl of milk to all of them one by one. When it was finally it reached to the end, and then I gave the bowl to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that all of them they have drank fully. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at me and he smiled, and then he said, Abu Huraira, and he said, O Prophet of Allah, I am here. And then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, now only two of us are remaining. So then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him that you sit down and drink fully. And then I had full. Then he said, have more. And whenever I used to finish, then he would say that drink more and more. And I drank so much that I said that the one who has sent you with truth, it is I don't have any capacity to drink more. And then he took the bowl from me. And first he praised Allah Almighty, pray, and then said Bismillah, and then drank. So now these people of Sufa, he always treated them as his guest. First he served them. If he had drunk from that milk first, it would have been a full of blessing for them. But because of the requirement of the hospitality, he offered this milk to those first. And for these people to sit in his company waiting like that, this was for the sake of listening from him. And that's why Hazrat Abu Huraira's brother was told by the Prophet that these people are sitting here, so you look after their family affairs and you take care of these people. And after the victory of Mecca, when the delegations from outside they started coming, then the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to honor these people. Hazrat Bilal was there, who was his personal assistant and took care of his personal matters. He used to tell him that take care of these people very much and arrange for some gifts to be given to them. There was a delegation from Rabia tribe, and this tribe was such that it was related to the great-grandfather of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. And because of the earlier fighting, they had migrated to Bahrain. So when the Holy Prophet looked at them, he was very pleased that the progeny of two separated brothers are here together. Very enthusiastically he received them and asked their chief to come close to him and sit there, and showed great kindness and affection to him, and told him, and told Bilal, that you look after them very well, because they have got a relationship with you. And that is, that these people also, they have become Muslims like you. And next day, when the members of this delegation came to the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and then they asked them, that did your brothers look after you properly? And they said that they have proved themselves to be our best brothers. They arranged for our food. They arranged bedding for us. And early in the morning, they told us about the Holy Quran and the practice of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. So this was the example of the companions, the Ansar, the helpers, along with the Muhajirin and the immigrants. They established a very exemplary link of brotherhood with them. And the spiritual power of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam further beautified this example of these people. In one narration it is mentioned that Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when a leader of any nation comes to you, you accord him all the respect and honor according to his status. No doubt, instructed them to honor the leaders. But as I mentioned earlier on, every guest, whether he was a Muslim or a non-Muslim, he used to honor all of them. And this is the instruction given to all the Muslims. On one occasion, the people of Muzar tribe, they came without any clothes, proper clothes on them. They came to the Holy Prophet ﷺ in that state. He became restless looking at their condition. And immediately he called for all the people of Medina and asked them to arrange for food and clothes for these people. And unless he was satisfied that all the arrangement has been made, he continued to remain restless. And after that, his face became so much illuminated and happy, just like a piece of gold. And this was the condition of the true servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this age. In newspaper Al-Badr, in 1904, it is mentioned that when the Holy Prophet ﷺ was on his journey to Gurdaspur, all the people who went there to see him, he always looked after their needs. It writes the newspaper that the Promised Messiah ﷺ, he used to look after the guest. He was just an example like the Holy Prophet ﷺ. And those people who have the fortune of staying in his company, they know fully well that any guest, whether he was a member of the community or not, a little distress of this that person would make him restless. And for his pious servants and followers, he was all the more affectionate to them. And for this, we relate something, one incident that Mia Hidayatullah, he was from Lahore, who was a great lover of the Promised Messiah, Salatu Wasalam. In his old age, he came, and today he wanted to go back. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam said that, what would you do after going back? You stay here, we will go together back. It's full of blessing that you have come. If there is any difficulty, let us know, we will make arrangement for that. And after that, he told the members of the Jamaat afterwards that there are so many people, and maybe that the members of this staff do not know the need of all of them. So everybody should tell whatever he needs. He should tell without any standing on any formality. And if somebody hides that, then he is a sinner. The principle of our community is informality. Then Mia Hidayatullah Sahib, particularly the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he was handed over to Sayyid Sarwar Shah Sahib that he should look after his needs. And then how much he took care of the guests, that can be imagined from this incident, that without realizing his own pain, he was more mindful of the comfort of the guest, that he used to come out to meet these people. Addressing one companion, he said that today I was not feeling well, and but when I came to know about you, then I thought that it is the right of the guest that I should come and see. That's why I have come out to see you. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, addressing Munshi Abdullah Sahib, he said that you are our guest, and only that guest can get comfort who is very informal. So whatever you need, you let me know without any formality, and then ask the members that these people are our guest, he is our guest, and it is very appropriate that you should show good morals to all these people and try your best not to put them to any discomfort. And then he went inside the house. And once he said that the heart of a guest is just like a crystal. It shatters into pieces if there is carelessness is shown to that. On one occasion he said that if there is a guest coming to you and he starts calling you names and shouts at you, still you should keep quiet and do not speak in the same term. Once the in charge of the Langar Khana was instructed that in charge should be instructed that he should look after the need of everyone. If that guest is, but that in charge is only one and there is a heavy work to be done, maybe some other person should remind him if the clothes are soiled. Nobody should ignore his hospitality. Nobody should do like that. All the guests are equal and similar. And the newcomers and who are not familiar, it is their right that we should look after each and every need of them. Some people do not know where the toilet is, and he suffers for that. So it is very essential that all the needs of the guests, they should be taken care of fully. And he says that I am away, but I have appointed certain people to look after the needs, and it is their responsibility that the guests should not be having any complaint. So he used to look after these small things of the guest. Hazrat Mia Bashir Ahmad Sahib says, in Siratul Mahdi, he relates one narration with reference to Mawlvi Abdullah Snori Sahib. He has related that the Promised Messiah was in Baitul Fikr, the room next to Masjid Mubarak, a part of the Huzur's house. He was lying down and I was pressing his feet. When Lala Sharampat or Malava Mal was there and they knocked at the window, I stood up to open up the window. But Huzur got up very quickly and he unlocked the door and opened the door and then told me that you are our guest. And the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that the honor of the guest is very essential and it is a must. Hazrat Mauli Abdul Karim Sahib رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ narrates that 4 years ago that the family member of Huzur was in Ludhiana. It was the month of June. A newly constructed house was there and there was a cot there. I lied down on that. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was walking around. When I woke up after a while, I saw that the promised Messiah was lying on the floor and I got up worried and he asked me that, why have you gotten up? I said that how could I lie when you are lying on the floor? The promised Messiah said that there were some children who were making some noise. I was simply stopping them so that your sleep should not be disturbed. And Mauli Abdul Karim Sahib also relates that another person relates that when I looked at the hospitality of Hazrat Mirza Sahib, and he says that I just mentioned a small thing that the people can understand the status of his hospitality. He says that I was in the habit of having this paan, and that was not available in Qadian, but the person, my friend in Amritsar, he somehow told Hazrat Mirza Sahib, he told Mirza Sahib that this is my habit. So then Hazrat Mirza Sahib sent somebody to Amritsar, and next day after my lunch, from 16 miles, he sent for this paan to be provided to that person. And look at how he diligently took care of all these needs, and he made the arrangements of all these in this way. Allah Almighty many a time revealed to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, yatuna min kulli fajjin namik, that so many people will come on from such paths, there would be some ditches on the way, and said, "Fala tasaman in nas," and you should never be tired of receiving these people. There are so many incidents in the life of the promised Messiah when there were huge number of people were coming, and he used to look after them, the responsibility, and he used to meet them all very happily, with a smiling face. And why not so? Because his master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was the tradition of him. It was the tradition of his beloved. And Allah Almighty has also endorsed this point in his favor. So this is our responsibility today, that we should impose this quality, we should acquire this quality of good quality. There are guests come, there are some relatives, there are some friends, and some relationship is there. And because of that, we try to fulfill the requirement of hospitality because of this relationship and friendship. But in these days, there are certain guests who are coming, which are going to participate in the Jalsa starting from next Friday. And this Jalsa, this gathering, after getting the information from Allah Almighty, the Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam started it for the entirely and purely for the sake of religious objectives. And those people, he also prayed for those people who are going to attend that. So in this respect, these are the special guests of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, those who are coming for purely for spiritual purposes, and we hope that they have come for the sake and they would be coming like that. So we have to look after their hospitality. And very purely and honestly, for the sake of Allah Almighty, we should be doing that. And because of this relationship of faith, we should look after them. This is our responsibility, those who have been entrusted these responsibilities of Jalsa, that with steadfastness, with courage, with strength, they should perform their duties. Whatever duties have been allocated, they should perform those. And look after each and every guest, and even the small requirements of them, and try to alleviate their suffering and fulfill their needs. And the administration of Jalsa Salana, they should be so kind to all the participants of Jalsa as if they were very special guests of them. And Jalsa, may Allah enable all the people performing the duties to discharge their duties in the best possible manner. Huzur says that at this time, after Juma, I'm going to lead the two janaza in absentia. This is a very sad news that Chaudhary Mahmood Ahmed Sahib Cheema, who was a very old and senior missionary of the Jamaat, on 14th of July, he died in hospital at the age of 87. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. In 1939, he got the education in Madrasa Ahmadiyya in Qadian. In 49, in Madrasa Ahmadiyya Ahmednagar, he passed, and then later on he passed the Shahid examination. His first appointment was in Sierra Leone, West Africa. From there, after coming back to Indrabwa, he worked in various offices of the Jamaat. Then in Germany and Indonesia, he served in the community. In Indonesia, he stayed very long, 33 years. During this time, he was also the missionary in charge. He retired in 96, and still he continued to serve the Jamaat in Indonesia, and he was the principal of Jamaat Jamia Ahmadiyya there. And in 2002, he went back to Rabwa permanently, and he died there. In 1966, he performed Hajj. He was very pious, very devout, very faithful, and had a great intention of dedication. He was from among the early dedicators of life. Very simple person. He had extreme devotion, relationship of devotion with Khilafat. Allah Almighty continue these good morals into his progeny. He has left behind her daughters. Allah Almighty give them a comfort and enable them to follow the example of their father. And the second one is Mukarrama Sahibzadi Amtul Momin, who was the wife of Sahibzada Mirza Naeem Ahmed Sahib. On 14th of July, at the age of 68, she passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. She was granddaughter of Hazrat Sahibzada Mirza Sharif Ahmed Sahib, and he was the niece of Hazrat Mirza Aziz Ahmed Sahib, and Sahibzada Mirza Zafar Ahmed Sahib's daughter. Born in 39, and the marriage took place. He became the daughter-in-law of Hazrat Muslim Aoud. Very steadfast, very modest and very kind-hearted, very devout lady she was. When the parents passed away, when the husband passed away, she always stood very great steadfastness, and he never uttered any word of complaint, and always with a smiling face. And she has been ill for a long time, but she was always very steadfast and very firm, and always said that she was all right, and she was always grateful to Allah Almighty, although the illness was very painful. And she never disclosed that he was suffering from that. Allah Almighty exalt her station and forgive her, and also look after her children and enable them to always follow the path of righteousness. She has left behind three sons. After the Jummah, as I said, I am going to the Namaz Janaza in absentia of both of them. After.
Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'uzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.